I'm Jake Slobodnik, and today in our latest high school football preview, we will take a look at the Marion Center Stingers, a team that saw improvement throughout the year in 2023, and a team that looks to make a statement this season. Our preview of the Stingers is brought to you by Weaver's Pools and Spas, your full-service and swimming pool and spa dealer, from opening to closing to water testing and parts. Don't have a pool? See them about install scheduling. Family-owned and operated, Weaver's Pools and Spas on Philadelphia Street in Indiana, or call 724-463-SWIM. The time to strike might be this year for returning head coach Adam Rising and his swath of Stingers, as they returned several key starters and saw a one-win improvement last year. Marion Center finished sixth in both offensive and defensive yards on average, which surpassed the year prior. Rising said his team found their footing in the latter stages of the season, which gave them some momentum down the road.
A lot of off-season development, I think, has been the big thing. This group of guys have done a lot together in the off-season, football-related and non-football-related, which was awesome to see. So, you know, between leadership, playing time as underclassmen, their expertise, their love for the game, their passion for the game, makes this a really exciting group to work with.
Some of their notable performances last year came when they lost by one score to Heritage Conference champion United Valley and District 6 runner-up Purchase Line, and a 27-0 shutout win over West Shamokin in the penultimate game of the year. Rising said those moments helped instill confidence in his team.
You know, we tell our guys day by day, you know, the season hadn't started. We haven't improved anything at all. And that's going to be our approach going into the season, that, you know, we want you to be confident without being cocky. And understand what we're doing from a system standpoint that they've been under now for, you know, since junior high back 6-7 years now. And so they should have it. This is a group that's very matured in a sense of, you know, of being football players, being good kids off the football field. And that's what makes this such a great group to work with as well.
The Stingers lost just four players, two on the line and two linebackers. They bring back several key linemen like Colin Anderson and Isaac Besa, and Drew Runk returns to the squad after missing most of last year with an injury. Along with them is defensive standouts Landon Cook and Mason Ploschnock. Rising said with the amount of returning players and newcomers to the team, it sets a good tone for this season.
A lot of these guys, you know, bringing back pretty much 7-8 starters on both sides of the football. We graduated some really good kids, but it's hard to replace. But a lot of experience, and again, a lot of underclassmen, you know, between Austin Kendrick and Camden Rising and Tyler Phillips and Brooke Stormer and the Savinsky boys. And, the future's bright, and we're going to take it one day at a time, and the key is to stay healthy and continue to take our confidence into the next level.
The coach said if the defense stays strong each week, Marion Center will find themselves with a winning record.
You know, have a proactive approach with keeping our guys healthy, you know, Monday through Thursday. So Friday, we can get out and fly the football, and I think that's going to be the focus point this year is creating turnovers. We slacked a little bit with that in the past, and, you know, swarming to the football is 11 hats, 11 stingers getting there, I think this group can be versatile defensively, bouncing back and forth between a 4-4 and a 3-5, and, you know, just getting really good at what we're going to do.
With the depth on the Stingers roster, Rising said his team will be able to keep players fresh each week, which could help them get ahead early in games. He did say, though, it all comes down to winning battles in the trenches.
Yeah, I think, you know, us controlling the line of scrimmage, which we're going to really solid line up front this year, group guys mentioned, you know, Carter Knox, Gage Pennington, across the line, that's going to help us as well with Anderson, Besa. Bailey's going to be a stud for us this year as a senior. I look for a great year for him. So, I'm excited.
Marion Center is poised for a breakout season, and their first test will be on the road August 23rd when they face the Portage Mustangs. Our look at the Marion Center Stingers is brought to you by Weaver's Pools and Spas, your full-service and swimming pool and spa dealer, from opening to closing to water testing and parts. Don't have a pool? See them about install scheduling. Family-owned and operated on Philadelphia Street in Indiana. You can also call Weaver's Pools and Spas at 724-463-SWIM. With this look at the Marion Center Stingers, I'm Jake Slobodnik for your hometown station.